So we have in the studio, we have Jennifer, which is Lineman's wife, or we may find out late husband, Lineman.
Oh no.
I don't know. We have to find out. It was kind of a surprise. We were going to be playing this parody, and apparently word got out, and she's here now. And, well, first off, maybe we can talk a little bit. That was a pretty rough day. Was that really emotionally draining to you when you saw your husband on the roof ready to kill himself?
Well, I thought it was going to be a relief, but... surprisingly enough, he survived the fall.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's
isn't it?
That's good, right?
Well, depends on which day it is.
I guess it might make things. There might be some legal issues that wouldn't have been there if they come up there. But we do have with us. I mean, with us.
Well, can I just explain?
Sure.
He was supposed to come visit you today.
Oh.
You know, he's just been working crazy hours. And so I pretty much feel like a single mom all the time anyway. So I don't know how much longer I can put up with this. Because, you know, I need some support with those three maniacs at home.
You're referring to your children?
The three boys. So.
And boy, you know what? That's a wake-up call here for Lineman, that if he doesn't maybe put a little more time in there, you might have to, I don't know, seek elsewhere.
Well, yeah, that would be a possibility.
Where else can you have people on air jumping off buildings and homes breaking up but the Black Knight Squire G show? Where else could you find
some? It used to be a comedy show,
but
now it's a little bit tragedy.
This could be self-help.
Halloween. It's Halloween.
Yeah. But we do have this little bit here if you'd like to listen.
Well, yeah,
this
will bring people up to snuff, so to speak, as to what happened. This happened back, what, July, right? Early July?
Right.
Uh-oh. We're already, we got a brand new listener, and already in the chat room there's like, Lineman just wrote, who is this ex-fella? What a loser. I mean, I'm telling you, we just get a new listener, and they're already, you know, some people are shunning them. that's all right.
Oh, come on, Lyman, be nice.
Come on.
Look
at that Racer X. Hey, that's not nice. And Racer X, we don't blame you. That's not right.
And not only does is the host shot, but our listeners are too. You got another one?
There's a little kind of like chat fight going on between Racer X and Lineman. So.
Oh, great. That's all we need now is Lineman show up at the remote and those guys duke it out.
Oh, man. That would be interesting.
All right. So,
Now, I hope Racer X and Lineman can settle out their differences here on the chat room because Racer X, last thing he said was, shut up, Lineman, before I slap you. So, I mean, I'm hoping...
Oh, great. Now Lyman says he's going to show up at the remote and discuss it with
Racer X. This is terrible.
For those who are not into the chat room here, you're missing kind of some fun here. Seems like we have a little altercation happening here.
We got an old-time listener, Lyman, and then we got a brand-new listener, Racer X, and then they're having a little, I don't know. Those two just don't get along. They don't even know each other. And here, boom, they're just button heads.
You know, I mean, we're doing a radio show, right?
I know.
We're watching the chat room.
We're watching the chat room. Actually, it's a lot more exciting right now in the chat room than the radio show. But, okay, here's what's going on, folks. Jennifer is the wife of Lineman. And according to, let's see, Jennifer says, Lineman is my husband, and he's on top of the roof, and he won't come down. Now, he's used to being up high because he's always up on those poles and stuff doing electrical stuff.
Yeah.
But right now she wants... And there's been a little, of course, as you know, there's been a little rift between Lineman and Racer X. Of course, Racer X says, please don't call that loser. But we're going to call that loser. I mean, we're going to call Lineman anyways.
Hello, I can't think anymore. I don't care what you say.
Oh, but Lineman, no.
Life is not worth living. I tried everything I can on the website. I tried everything. But this Racer X guy... It's like a drill through my head. He's driving me crazy. I can't. I'm sorry.
Well, hold on now. Be calm. Listen, you can always ruin your life tomorrow. Let's wait. Wait a minute.
No, it's not.
No,
do you think I'm kidding? You know, I don't care about the commercials and everything else. You know, I'm on top of my roof, ready to jump off.
Don't do it!
This guy, Racer X, is screwing me, and I don't care.
Didn't your brother just have a one-story house?
Well, if you want to come over here and measure the footage, you can.
Oh, but true.
I'm sure if I land on my head, I'll be dead. So.
Yeah. Now, hold on. Now,
don't do it!
What if we could get Racer X to call you and maybe apologize?
He's a nobody. I'm your brother, for God's sake.
Yeah, what? No, wait a second, though. He's providing a pool for the pool party.
Oh, you know, he can take that pool and, you know.
And he can FCC it, yes. Okay.
Yes. It's unbelievable.
I don't want to have to go hit the dump button and say a lot of editing afterwards. But
I can't take it anymore. I was such a good person in the chat room, but then I get kicked. Oh, well, there you go. I mean, you know, my life is worth not living now. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Is there any
way I get a t-shirt or a mug or something?
Yeah, I think we can work that out.
Well, then my life would be worth living. But I'm on top of the roof. Okay, it might be a one-story house. I'm sorry, I have a mansion like Squire G. But it'll still kill me when they fall. Because you know why? I'm going to jump on my neighbor's concrete driveway, and that will surely break my neck.
No, I think Racer X said that he's a lineman, too. He works for a phone company.
You guys met each other probably on the same pole.
Excuse me, I'm vomiting.
The phone company aren't really linemen is the thing. Oh, yeah.
Jen's here. She's mad. You know, she doesn't want me to jump, and I'm going for it.
What did the kids say?
They're locked up in the closet right now.
Okay. Goliath is in iVisitor. He wants to see you jump on iVisit Cam. So maybe you can just wait and rig something up. If you're gonna die for no reason, just give it a reason.
Go out with a...
Oh, okay. I have many reasons, and now you guys want to film it? What do you think? This is a joke?
Oh, we'd like to make money.
Is it a joke? Am I here to amuse you?
We're getting people giving suggestions from the chat room wanting to...
You know what? Use a gun instead?
No. No, they want to...
A rope would hang. I can hang from the garage. I guess that'd be the cleanest one because there's no fluids left over, you know.
No, actually what they're trying to do is they're trying to send you...
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Well, how the hell am I supposed to...
What's that?
Uh-oh. Hey, my neighbor showed up. Should I jump on his car or in the driveway?
No.
He's pulling up his red Durango right in the hood. Give them a surprise, huh?
Well, let's see. We can maybe have people call in and help to talk you down from the...
No, I'm doing it. He parked it right in front of me. He should know better.
Did he jump? I think he jumped on his neighbor's Durango.
Oh, and I just got a request from Racer X who wanted to make amends by dedicating a song to him.
What was the song? Let's dedicate it then. Thank you. So basically, Racer X saying he's a loser? Uh-huh. Oh my god. That's not right. Uh-oh. Okay, once again, if you're not in the chat room, as you know, Rex Ungerite writes parodies, and he's written a couple for the, you know, a few for the show in particular, too. But, I mean, you know, generally, but he's already talking about rewriting Snoopy versus the Red Baron as Lineman versus Racer X. Oh, man.